Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Hate continues for the Toronto Maple Leafs, especially on the prairies. And I'm one of them. I will admit there's something about the Toronto Maple Leafs that irks me. And it shouldn't. They are the last Canadian team left in the Stanley Cup playoffs. It has been 26 years since a Canadian team won the Stanley Cup. This is Canada's game. Now, I'm not going to make an argument that you should cheer for the Toronto Maple Leafs. You've probably made your mind up already. But there are a couple of things to keep in mind. We love the underdog, generally. Now, put the Toronto Maple Leaf fans aside, because they are annoying. I'll give you that. They're in your face, and they have really nothing to be in your face about. But they are right with a couple of things. For instance, Coach Babcock, he's a Saskatchewan guy. We should have his back, right? Being on the prairies, we should like Coach Babcock. But he's not an underdog. The team is, but he's one of the most all-time winningest coaches in playoff history, right? So maybe that's why we don't have his back. It's all very confusing to me. We should like the Toronto Maple Leafs, but we don't.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Tonight it's the Leafs and Bruins in Game 7, so I'm asking you, why are the Leafs so hated? Al Holmes says this, not a hater, a disliker though, grew up in the era that we only got to see the Leafs and Habs on TV. Was a treat when they played the Bruins and Bobby Orr on Saturday nights. Mike Schoenbart says this, it's a never-ending Leafs talk by the sports networks, and then you watch the game in CBC and their announcers are pulling for them. It's like they're their local station's announcers. I know, I feel ya. Why don't you like the Leafs? Really, what is it about them? 936 Wolf. We should cheer for them. They're the only Canadian team left, right?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Listen, as Canadians, I think we've all got some sort of opinion on the Toronto Maple Leafs. So Leafs and Bruins tonight. And of course, the Bruins have always had their number. They just have. So Leaf fans are nervous, without a doubt, but yet they're not being quiet about it. Adam Sheffield says this. This is why we don't like the Leaf fans. He says, definitely annoying. Have no problem with the Leafs. They have a great team, but it's the fans alone that make me want them to lose. Melinda Machado says this. They have the worst fans in pro sports. They act like they're cup contenders every year and are arrogant about it. They call themselves Canada's team, even though they've been pro sports' biggest joke for decades. They say things like Matthews is better than Gretzky. It's beyond stupid. You know, that's true, but it's the loudest, it's the empty can that rattles the most, right? And that's generally how it is with Leaf fans, I find. The ones that are, there are a lot of quiet Leaf fans out there. You just don't hear of them very often because they get overshadowed by the idiots. So my question to you is, let's move on from the Leafs. Is there a more hated team in sport? Just think about that. Other than the Leafs, what team? Maybe you're a fan of said team, and you find it hard to be a fan of that team because everybody hates on you for it.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Chris texts this one in. He says, obviously the Stamps. We all know this. Really? I would say the Bombers are. Bomber fans are more hated than Stamp fans, right? New England Patriots. This is an unnamed texter. Boston sports fans are by far the most obnoxious. Hey! Now, I'm a Red Sox fan. I will admit, we are pretty obnoxious. But here's the thing. We leveled out because we had a horrible start to the season. Maybe things are evening out here. We have yet to see. But we won the World Series last year. So, yeah, we were insufferable. And then now, whew, that was a reality check. Patriots fans, lots of Patriots fans. Lots of people saying the Patriots are the most hated team in sport. This one coming in from an unnamed texter. It says, I'm a Carolina Hurricanes fan. Really? They're not necessarily hated, but I get more flack for liking them than I find reasonably justified. I definitely get told they're going to lose more often than they're going to win. The last part's probably justified, though. Carolina, but here's the thing. A lot of people aren't going to bug you, like aren't going to hate you for being a Carolina Hurricanes fan, but it's kind of like when somebody asks you, hey, what's your favorite drink? And you say, water. Do you know what I mean? Marcel, what do you think? Who's your most hated team?
Most hated team for me would be the Montreal Canadiens.
So I know where you lie on the whole Leafs thing then.
Well, I just want to say this in terms of fans. Every team in sports has their jerk fans, right? Like, yeah, every team, you know, from the Yankees to Montreal to Boston, every team's fans feel that their team is the best team. You have to, right? You can't go around saying, oh, yeah, I'm a Flames fan, but they're can't say that on the air. But,
well, whatever. I can bleep it.
I was born and raised in Toronto and moved out here. And, you know, so right now we're just kind of on that. On that kick that this is our chance, this is our time. There's that excitement, there's that energy that's all around the team.
So you've seen Rider Nation. Are we not very similar? I mean, because we're pretty insufferable at times too.
100%, and that's what I kind of was the point, right? Like every sports team,
yeah.
Every sports team has that group of fans that's just obnoxious. You just kind of want to punch him in the mouth.
Well, but I think we can all agree here that Bomber fans are idiots, though, right? Like, we all know that.
100%.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. That, it all comes down to Bomber fans are dumbskis.
100%.
Chad and Ballsy daily.
If we get snowed on, it is entirely my fault. I've made the leap into summer. It's a tough thing to do here in Saskatchewan because we are such skeptics when it comes to weather. We always think, oh no, we're gonna get more snow. It's 90 snows after the crows or whatever the saying is. So we've got this built in. I've decided, screw it, I'm in. Summer is here, let's do this. So yesterday I put out the patio furniture, which last year was the kiss of death for us because I put out the patio furniture and it snowed last year. So here's hoping, fingers crossed. So patio furniture is out. The bikes are ready to go. I've even put the lights out around the deck. I've even put the cooler on the deck. I mean, I am ready to go because I know that once we have that truly beautiful day, I don't want to be hauling all this stuff out. I want to enjoy summer from day one. So it is my fault. I will take the blame, but I don't see any snow in the forecast. But again, that doesn't mean anything. Oh no. Oh crap. They're saying rain and +5 on Saturday. That's awfully close. Oh man. Well, at least my winter tires are still on.
Chad and Ballsy daily.
We just bought a new vehicle not too long ago, and we had the option to get the TVs and the headrests, right? You can get TVs in the vehicle or whatever, right? And I shut it down because I thought it would kill the road trip, the classic road trip to me. When I was a kid, I remember specifically driving with my dad, and he had this old Oldsmobile. It was a red Delta. It was beat up, only had an AM radio. And I would sit in the front seat with Dad, and I knew I had an interest in music. So when we would go on these road trips, he would play 62 Cool. Remember 62 Cool, the oldie station? And we would flip through it, and he would go song by song. Every time they had a song come on, I had to tell him who sang it and what the name of the song was. It was like this name that tune thing that we did every single road trip. And I fell in love with those little moments. And to this day, I thank him for it because that's what led to my occupation, led to my love of music. That's what got me here. Now I'm with my daughter, and there's the option for her to have an iPad back there, which we've done, or a Nintendo DS or whatever, again, which we've done. But now, she's kind of starting to be okay with just sitting in the back seat and looking out the window. And I'm kind of happy about that. You know, the imagination gets going. I could actually have a conversation with her. I mean, she's not sometimes up for conversation because she's a 10-year-old girl and she's starting to not think I'm very cool. You know, that whole thing. But we have started playing these little road trip games, like, you know, guessing what color the next car is. What's your go-to road trip game? Because in Saskatchewan, we've got those long drives.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Lise, what did you do?
One of the things that we like to do was to look at roads, you know, the dirt, sandy roads going up the hill and wondering, where do they go? What's at the end of that road?
Right.
You know, what will we find? What does it look like? What's the landscape like? And looking at old abandoned farmyards, which is really very sad.
Right.
And wondering, who lived there? You know, what did they do during the day? What did they wear? What was life like for them?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Interesting text coming in from Lana. She says, every year I would take my two kids on a week camping trip to meet my friend from New Brunswick and her kids. We had an SUV pulling a pop-up trailer. The first disc we always put in the player was an NXS CD. To this day, my kids refer to that as our camping music. I love that I provide that to my kids. There were no TVs in our vehicle either. I will admit, I every now and then have handed an electronic device back to my daughter. In fact, I used to do it quite a bit. Nowadays, she's kind of getting out of that a little bit, and she has done this, Amanda. I appreciate this text. When I was a kid in Nova Scotia, we used to play Count the Cows or Count the Telephone Poles. Yeah, well, you better be good at counting in Saskatchewan to count the cows.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Passwords. We've got 900 million of them, it seems, right? You've got probably five that are your go-tos, and sometimes you can never remember them, so you'll try and log into something and you'll have to go through five different passwords. Well, even then, your passwords are likely too easy, according to Britain's Online Intelligence Agency. They're actually saying they've put out a list of the most commonly hacked passwords, and they mostly revolve around band names. Everybody uses their favorite band name, and they're saying don't do it. Because honestly, say Metallica is your password. This is just an example. Well, on your Facebook page, you posted photos of you at the Metallica concert last year. And you just say, oh man, that was such a great show. Well, chances are you're one of their big fans, and there's a chance it could be your password. So hackers will try it, and boom. They're in just like that. So they say don't use passwords like your favorite band name. They also say don't use fictional characters like Superman or Batman, anything like that. Again, anything that is your favorite should not be used. What they say you should do is combine three random but memorable words. Maybe it's three words you find funny, you know, like poop. Boobs, dink. Yes, okay, inappropriate, absolutely. Okay, but you'll remember it. So there you go. I have a funny feeling a lot of people are changing their password right now.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.